At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Is that clearly Trump is scared. Clearly he knows momentum's on her side. She has a ground game that he doesn't have. The door knockers, the folks on the phone, the connection. She's answering questions, doing things that Trump is not and will not do over the next 4 or 5 weeks. So yeah, when he starts spending money on attacking someone directly, you know he's very nervous about losing. And look, when it comes to records, everyone knows Donald Trump's record. You know, as Republicans, we want that border secure. You know, we want the right fiscal policies in place. We wanted to drain the swamp. He didn't do any of it. And there's no, you don't even have to run ads on that. He just didn't get it done. You know, when it's funny, when he was here over the weekend and he spent all this time saying this horrible, you know, rhetoric against illegal immigrants and all this sort of thing. And all he's doing there is trying to spur up his base. He's nervous his base is going to leave him at this point. That's why he gets so extreme in some of these speeches he's giving. And he does it around the immigration issue because he doesn't want people to remember, by the way, you were there for 4 years, buddy. You had a chance to secure the border. You had a chance to make Mexico pay for it as you told us you would. You didn't do any of it. So he's doing everything he can to distract from the fact, almost like he wasn't president. He was in charge for 4 years, and look what didn't get done. So he's running scared.
That's Republican Governor Chris Sununu calling out Donald Trump, calling out how weak Donald Trump is, saying that Donald Trump is running scared in the New Hampshire primaries. I know the media wants to create this inevitability narrative that Donald Trump's going to be the GOP candidate for the presidency, but he is looking increasingly weak, and you're hearing it there, folks, from the Republican governor of New Hampshire. Here's Governor Sununu yet again. This time he goes on News Nation and talks more about Donald Trump running scared. That's why Donald Trump's taking out all of these attack ads in New Hampshire against Nikki Haley. And one of the things I like that Sununu actually says here, by the way, I disagree with Sununu on mostly everything except foundationally what a coward Donald Trump is here, is that Sununu says it's like Donald Trump is pretending that he was never in office. It's like Donald Trump claims that things should have gotten done when he was purportedly in office, but he's acting like he was never in office during that time period. Watch Governor Sununu once again play the clip.
He's starting to run negative ads today against Nikki Haley. Why? Because he's afraid. See, Trump has to win Iowa and New Hampshire because the national media and everyone has built it up that it's inevitable. So if he loses, and when he loses, especially here in New Hampshire, well, now he's got a real problem. And so he's on his heels. And he's not on his heels because of Chris Sununu. He's on his heels because Nikki Haley is making a great case. She's showing her resume and she's connecting with voters. Trump flies in. He does a rally. No questions, no answers, not going to talk to anybody. Let's just talk about the past. And it's almost like, if you listen to his rallies, it's almost like Trump is trying to convince people he wasn't already president.
And here, Governor Sununu again going on Fox and again pushing this message that he believes Nikki Haley can and will potentially beat Donald Trump in New Hampshire. Play this clip.
I believe very strongly in Nikki Haley. I know she can win in New Hampshire. This isn't just, we hope she does okay and comes in second or third. She can win this thing. So again, we want to be realistic with the expectations, but knowing that if we put the effort on the ground, it really can work. And most voters in New Hampshire won't decide what they're doing for a while. So when, maybe the first week in January, last week in December, folks will really get around to it. So we're going to put every effort we can behind it.
And folks, Donald Trump is feeling the heat. He is feeling the pressure in New Hampshire. And legacy media is going to be far behind us in covering this. But it is important to recognize that the data is reflecting right now that I think people may call it an upset, but it seems like Nikki Haley, I think when independent voters who can vote in that primary coalesce around her in the Republican primary, I think that she's going to beat Donald Trump in New Hampshire. I've been saying it before. I'll say it here again in this video. Here's what Donald Trump's posting on his social media platform. Fake New Hampshire poll was released on Birdbrain. That's how he refers to Nikki Haley. Just another scam. I guess he's saying that somehow what the poll showing Nikki Haley almost taking the lead against Donald Trump in New Hampshire was what part of some deep state plot with Rhino Bill Barr and all the other rhinos who used to work for you who say what a unfit and horrible human being you are and what a dictatorship bent you have. All right. Goes on to say, ratings challenged. Fox News will play it to the hilt. Sununu now one of the least popular governors in U.S. Real poll to follow. Only Donald Trump's polls are the real ones. Everything else is a fake one. But what we're seeing here more fundamentally, though, and this is what we're talking about now, but I think you'll start to see legacy media talk about him 2024, is Donald Trump's, even in his own base, and you heard Sununu say it, Trump is afraid of even losing his own base. The one thing that Trump has going for him is that DeSantis was like the worst candidate ever. Every time DeSantis appears on TV or opens up his mouth, he's like, not just like dangerous and horrible in his policies, but also like beyond strange and weird. But I think you're seeing a broader pro-democracy coalition that is building and calling Donald Trump out, and specifically calling Donald Trump out for being so weak. And, you know, while it is silly and, you know, somewhat juvenile that Trump Smells was trending number one in the United States, or Trump Topaz was trending in the United States and across the world, It goes to the foundation that Trump is a weak individual, and all of this projection of strength is just that projection, hiding a very weak and cowardly individual. I'll show you some other right-wing people calling Donald Trump out. And this is a broader coalition here. I mean, you all know conservative judge Michael Luttig. You don't get much more of a conservative judge than Judge Luttig. Here, Judge Luttig recently went on MSNBC and in talking about the disqualification of Trump, saying this isn't a political question. It's that Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection. It is a profoundly important question to our Constitution that we don't allow people like this to hold power who try to destroy our Constitution. Here, play this clip.
This is not a political question. And the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court is not a political decision. This is a question and a profoundly important question of constitutional law.
What you feed your dog is just as important as what you put in your own body. It's time for real, good food backed by science. That's Num Num. Num Num delivers freshly made dog food with every portion personalized to your dog's needs, so you can bring out their best. Num Num's made with real wholesome ingredients you can see and recognize without any additives or fillers that contribute to bloating and low energy. That's because Num Num uses the latest science and insights to make real good food for dogs. Their nutrient-packed recipes are designed by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, freshly made and shipped free to your door. Num Num's already delivered over 40 million meals to good dogs like yours, inspiring millions of clean bowls and tail wags. Don't settle when it comes to your dog's health. Switch to real, gently cooked dog food with ingredients you can actually see. Nutrient-packed recipes designed by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, freshly made and delivered to your door. Now, I feel so much better knowing that I'm giving my dog better nutrition, and my doggo really loves it too. Plus, Num Num comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog's tail isn't wagging within 30 days, Num Num will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Num Num. Go right now for 50% off your no-risk two-week trial at trynum.com/Midas. Spelled try, NOM.com/Midas for 50% off. trynum.com/Midas.
And here's a powerful clip right here. This is George Conway, who talks about how ever since he first voted in 1984, he's always voted for Republicans until 2020. And as, you know, the MSNBC hosts here on Morning Joe, Mika and Joe try to probe him with the talking points and probe at him with the talking points of, oh, well, you know, here's what certain people are saying, here's what other people are saying, which are just the media narratives. Watch what George Conway says. He goes, look, I've been a Republican my whole life. This is an issue about democracy. Here, play this clip.
George Conway, what do you say to that voter that's exhausted, that says inflation's gone up? Don't talk to me about American democracy.
I'm
angry. Joe Biden didn't cancel my student debt, even though he tried. Joe Biden didn't codify Roe v. Wade. Joe Biden didn't stop my gas prices from going up. So I don't really care what Donald Trump's saying, whether he's quoting Hitler or not. I just want my prices to go down. Yeah, so what do you say to that person?
Yeah. None of that matters compared to what's at stake at this in this election. And Joe, more to your point, I'm 60 years old. I first voted in a presidential election in 1984. I voted in 10 presidential elections. 2020 was the first time I ever voted for somebody other than the Republican. First time I ever voted for a Democrat for president. And the reason is because our entire system is threatened by this one man and his supporters. None of these things that you talk about, student loan, none of these matter if a president can declare himself president for life and can call out the army and under the Insurrection Act to arrest whoever he wants, to shut down the media. And this is exactly what he wants to do. If he's elected in 2024, I don't know that he will be able to do all of those things, but he will try. And the fact that he tries will cause great damage, as he did over 4 years to this country. It will cause great damage to this country. It will paralyze the government and will cause civil unrest. And we will lose our democracy in the way that other countries have lost their democracies by disorder and chaos. And we can't allow that to happen.
Oh, and by the way, this was just so brilliant by George Conway, because one of the things that Donald Trump argued in his brief, where he claims absolute presidential immunity and says that he should have this king-like power. One of the things that Donald Trump argues to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is the following. This is a quote from Trump's brief, and Scott McFarlane, a good reporter from CBS, quotes it. He goes, "During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever been criminally prosecuted for official acts. That unbroken tradition died this year." And Trump was claiming in his brief on absolute presidential immunity that his conduct in trying to overthrow the results of a free and fair election in 2020 constitute official presidential acts. So here's what George Conway says. George Conway then responds, "During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever repeatedly paraphrased Adolf Hitler. That unbroken tradition died this year." George Conway writes, "During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever civilly been held liable for rape. That unbroken tradition died this year. During the 232 years from 1789 to 2021, no current or former president had ever attempted a self-coup. That unbroken tradition died this year. During the 233 years from 1789 to 2022, no current or former president had ever repeatedly attempted to hide stolen classified documents from the FBI. That unbroken tradition died this year." George Conway writes, "During the 231 years from 1789 to 2020, no current or former president had ever criminally conspired to send fake electoral vote certificates to Congress to be counted. That unbroken tradition died that year. During the 227 years from 1789 to 2016, no current or former or prospective president had ever paid $130,000 to a pornographic actress. That unbroken tradition died that year." George Conway writes, "During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever been criminally prosecuted for his criminal acts. That unbroken tradition died four times this year. During the 231 years from 1789 to 2020, no current or former president had ever telephoned officials in multiple states in an attempt to fraudulently alter presidential election results. That unbroken tradition died that year. During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever paraphrased Adolf Hitler. That unbroken tradition died this year." And then he does the one with self-coup again. there's any new ones. During the 234 years from 1789 to 2023, no current or former president had ever civilly been held liable for rape. That unbroken tradition died this year. And, you know, you get the point, so on and so forth. And that's George Conway right there. And here, by the way, I'll just show you, you know, another one because I'm showing Republicans. This is Liz Cheney saying, look, this is about the Constitution fundamentally. And, you know, again, Liz Cheney says she voted with Trump 93% of the times. It's why 93% of the times I disagree with Liz Cheney vehemently. I could have very, very strong disagreements on policy with Liz Cheney. But fundamentally, what matters right now is our democracy. Watch Liz Cheney.
Every single president, Republican and Democrat, since George Washington, has ensured the peaceful transition of power. Donald Trump tried to seize power. So we can disagree with Biden policies, but the fact that he tried to seize power, the fact that he ignored the rulings of 61 courts, the fact that he ignored his own attorney general, his own White House counsel, who told him what he was saying about the election was false. It wasn't true. His claims were false, and he went out and made them anyway, knowing that. The extent to which he, while a violent mob was assaulting the Capitol, he wouldn't tell them to leave. Instead, he tweeted against his own vice president, and he poured fuel on the flames. Those are lines that can't be crossed. And look, this isn't about policy. I voted with Donald Trump 93% of the time. This is about the nation. It's about the republic. It's about the Constitution.
So there you have it, folks. You know, I wanted to show you first what Governor Sununu is saying. Then I want to show you other people who consider themselves conservative. I mean, Judge Luttig, I don't get a more conservative judge, more federalist society than Judge Luttig. And then you got George Conway, you got Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. I could go on and on and on, but we'll keep you posted on what's going on here in New Hampshire, what's going on in Iowa. I think things are going to be shaken up. I think where we will be by February 1, the whole landscape is going to be very, very, very different. But you're hearing it first on the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 2 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. Check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.